I grew up in the capital city, that is the main city of Sierra Leone, which is called Freetown.
Yeah.
And in Freetown, we have a general language that everybody can speak. We call it the Creole, as I wrote it, the Creole. The Creole is the universal language in Sierra Leone that 95% of Sierra Leoneans can speak. If, as I said, we have 16 different dialects and everybody speaks his own different dialect, but the Creole is a general language that everybody can speak to understand each other.
Okay.
And then in the interior, where my people came from, I was like 10, about 11 years old when I went to the interior, when my people moved to the interior and I decided to move with them. The Creole was not actually common. We have a local language that is called the Mende.
Yeah.
And I never spoke Mende before going to the interior, a town called Bo, which is the second capital city. And in Bo, it is like the Mende people living in the Bo, and almost 98% of the people in Bo speaks Mende. And let me say 40% of the people in Bo speaks Creole, which is the general language. So the main language in Bo, it is Mende. And when I went to Bo, I was like forced to start learning this new language, which is called the Mende.
And tell me, how different is Mende from the Creole?
It is big difference. It is quite different. A Creole speaking person that cannot speak Mende cannot understand anything about, if I'm talking Mende now, somebody that is not in Mende or somebody cannot speak Mende can never understand a single word. It is two different language.
Right.
For example, if I say, "Hello, how are you?" That is how can I say? That is English. But
Yes.
if I say, "Hello, how the body?" It is the Creole. And the Creole is a general language that everybody speaks. But in Mende, if I want to say, "How are you?" in Mende, I will say, "Bua kanuyena." So it is really a big, huge difference.
Okay, so
Yes.
the Creole is an English-based Creole, is that correct?
Yeah, it's like a broken English.
Yeah, a Creole language from English. That's okay. Yeah, that's good.
And the English is like, though the country is like English-speaking country, but only the people that are educated or people that are going to school can speak the English. About 60% of Sierra Leoneans speaks English.
Okay.
Because about 60% is like educated. We have about 40, 45% illiteracy in the country.
So when you started school in Freetown, you spoke Creole at home, and what about in school?
English. English has been
English.
taught in, yeah, English has been taught in school.
So all the teachers were were speaking English, all the materials were in English.
Yes, everything was in English. But in the last, how can I say, last 10 years, they have changed the system a bit. Now they are trying to teach people local languages in the schools. So, like people in the capital city, Freetown, now if you can choose if you want to speak, if you want to learn Creole or Mende or Tini or Soso, you can choose one of these local languages, and now it's being taught in school.
Okay, that's very good. And so what about in the playground with your school friends when you were young, when you just started school? Did you speak English with them or Creole?
When I was in Freetown, I was like about three, four. I was in, about in class 3 or class 4, and we are talking Creole and English. When we go to the playground, we talk Creole mostly because
Yeah.
English, as I said, is like being taught mostly in school. And after school, we talk about common language, which is Creole, actually. And but when I went to the interior in Bo, I went there with a new piece. I will never know how to speak the Mende. And I only speak the Creole. And most of my schoolmates, when I started school in Bo, and most of my schoolmates cannot talk the Creole properly because they only speaks the Mende and a little bit of English in school. So when we go to the playground, they try to speak the Mende and I try to speak the Creole. So it's like through the playground, we used to like hang out together, going out playing football, being with them. And it was how I actually learned the Mende fastly. And they too, it was how they tried to adopt to know how to talk the Creole properly. And it was not actually that difficult because at my age, around 11, 12, it was like I really tried to adapt to the system as quick as possible as I was trying to learn the language, I was like too forceful about learning the language because it's a community of only Mendes. As I said, 98% mm-hmm. of Mendes speaking. You go to shop, it's Mende. You go to town, it's Mende. You go to football field, it's Mende. So I was trying to adapt. So it was like within a year, I was actually like cool. I actually can speak the Mende properly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it means